Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We finally have some sunshine, and it's a doubleheader between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the Brewers pitching coordinator, Nick Childs. Nick, appreciate the time. Welcome back to Biloxi.
Thank you, Javik. Happy to be here.
How nice is it to be back in Biloxi? Mike Guerrero is the manager. It's got to feel like old times for you.
Absolutely. Love coming back to Biloxi and seeing familiar faces, but I owe a tremendous amount of who I am and where I am today to Mikey, and the 2 years that I spent sitting next to him in the dugout were instrumental in my growth and learning. And so my wife was here for a couple days too, and they have a close relationship, so it feels like being home of sorts, and especially with Mikey here for sure.
And you talk about that relationship, and Mikey's been around baseball for so long, he's probably forgot more about baseball than most of us will know. What was that experience like, just getting to be next to him in the dugout for a couple years?
Yeah, you sit next to him the whole game and just talk about different situations, even not even just pitching wise, but he taught me a lot, he taught me more than he probably knows just from talking about the game of baseball. And he always talks about that. He just sits around and chews bubble gum, the metaphor is right, but like the lessons that you learn are a little bit deeper than that. So again, I can't say enough good things about what he's meant to me and my career.
How much does that transfer over to your role now as pitching coordinator?
I think it's a nice reminder on just like what matters the most, and being able to kind of look at everything from hopefully the right lens. He reminded me a couple things when I first accepted this job. He was the first person that I told, other than my wife. And so he had some advice that meant a lot. And I think it put things hopefully in perspective for me at the beginning stages, and trying to still, like, I still think about some of those things and try to make sure that I'm living up to the things that we talked about.
You also came to this ball club at a real fun time. The starting rotation has really been putting things together. 180 ERA over their last four. You showed up last night, and Manuel Rodriguez, one of the best starts we've seen in his young career. How impressed have you been by the rotation this year in Biloxi?
Yeah, I think the pitching staff as a whole, it's been really fun to watch. They're a really young group. They're a group that you just watch them during throwing program, in the dugout during games. Like, they're talking about the game. They're trying to help each other. I think they care about the person next to them. I think that's something that Josh Spence does a really great job of, making sure that there is that kind of inclusive atmosphere, and just like making the people around you better is going to end up making you better. And so I think the culture and everything here always tends to be certainly a bright spot. And I think it starts to show on the field and some of the guys in the rotation. Daza was incredible last night at 20 years old, going 6 2/3, and he's continued to do more than hold his own at the age and the level. It's really impressive.
And not only do you have guys who are young in terms of age, but young in their careers as well. A couple different guys who are in their second or third professional seasons here in Biloxi. Cameron Wagoner is another one as well, coming back from injury. How much are you impressed by the maturity from these guys out there as well?
Yeah, I think, again, it all goes a little bit hand in hand, but yeah, they pitch, they don't pitch as like to the experience level, I think. And it's fun to see the hard work, and you spend enough time around these guys and you watch how they go about their daily work, and it's not a surprise on kind of what's going on the field when you see all the things that they do off the field between their outings to make sure that they're in the best spot to be successful out there.
And it's not just a Biloxi thing of a young staff. It's kind of across the org. What has it been like just seeing the growth of guys throughout the org this year, where everybody's really young for their level?
Yeah, I think, again, it's just one of those things that I think the game is kind of dictating that in a way, where just when there's opportunities to pitch at another level, I think we've shown that we're not afraid to push guys up and have a young group at whatever level it is, and try to help them in any way that we can to be successful along the way.
And how does that help the big league club as well? Because so many guys in that big league rotation have come through this system, have shown out, whether it's in Biloxi or Nashville or Appleton, and have gone on to do great things at the big league level.
Yeah, I think just you can never have too much pitching depth, and it sounds cliche, but it's not. Like, it's really true, and I think we prove that year in and year out with just kind of how our roster construction at the major league level ends up being. And just like, and so I think it's pressure in a good way on us as a development group to make sure that we're doing whatever we can to make sure that there is the necessary depth, help guys prepare and be ready to accept that challenge when they have the opportunity at the major league level. And I would give a lot of credit to our major league staff there as well as our minor league staff, because our major league staff does an awesome job of being kind of invested in that kind of next group, next group. And they spend time at the complex throughout the off season. And I don't know how common that is across baseball, but again, I think it's just like a common mindset and a common goal in just doing whatever we can to help the next wave of players. And hopefully it continues to show up at the major league level as needed.
Well, we're hoping a lot more big leaguers are right here in this clubhouse in Biloxi. Nick, appreciate the time. Always great having you down here.
Appreciate it. I'd like to give a shout out to Witch too, since it's his first start day in Nashville. And so I texted him and just told Brett, like, hey, disappointed I didn't get to see you in Biloxi, but it's for the right reason. So I'm sure I'll have the game cast open throughout the game to see how his first start in Nashville goes.
Well, hey, don't worry, we'll be double screening it up in the booth of the game as well. Appreciate the time. Lots of fun things down here in Biloxi and across the org.
Perfect. Thank you.
We're back after this on the On Deck Show.